Christmas is important for many different reasons. For a lot of people, it's one of the highlights of the year. For children, I think they really look forward to the presents. Has anyone noticed that this morning? For other people, of course, we look forward to the family and we look forward to the food. This year is going to be very different, but for a lot of people, that's what the focus is. But of course, for Christians, Christmas is important for all sorts of theological reasons. We see the long-promised Saviour that God had said was going to come right back at the beginning of the Old Testament. He eventually arrives. As we go through the pages of the Old Testament, we find out more and more about him. And then there, at the beginning of the Gospels, the first Christmas, the Lord Jesus Christ arrives. And then, as we go through the Gospels, we find out more about what he's come to do and how he came to save us from our sins and make it possible for us to have peace with God once again. So Christmas is really, really important. It's a turning point in the history of the world. So it's quite right that we celebrate it. Now this morning I'd like us to just think for a few minutes about the big change that Jesus brings into the lives of those who accept him, those who trust in him, those who respond to that message of forgiveness and grace which he brings. That message which of course is being brought to in its fullness at Christmas when Jesus is born. That's the start of the process. When Jesus is laid in that wooden manger, it's just a picture of what's going to happen to him in a sense when he goes to that wooden cross and dies for us. Those who trust in him, we receive a change in status. We get a new position. Now, people in our society, a lot of them find their position really important. Some people spend many years training to be a doctor or a lawyer, a teacher, an engineer or an accountant or something like that. And when you meet them for the first time, you can guarantee that in the first couple of minutes, you know, someone's going to ask, what do you do? And they're going to say, you know, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm something like that. So some people work very hard to get a position in life. Other people are born into a position. So someone may be the grandchild of the local mill owner. And there was a time when nearly everyone in the town worked for their grandparents. Other people may be born into a family where there's a celebrity or a sports star or something like that. And they're automatically famous. While other people are born into a royal family. And they have a position straight away at the top of society. There's all these different positions that people have, and then there's sort of everyone else. What if you're not one of these fortunate few who's got a high position in society? And this is where most of us are. Most of us will never achieve the position in society that our hearts desire. We will go through life feeling that we haven't fully reached our potential. There'll be all sorts of disappointments that we encounter. There'll be barriers that we've failed to get through. But this is where the good news of Christmas speaks to everyone. It doesn't matter whether you're a member of a royal family or you've got a high position in our society or you're right down at the bottom or you're somewhere in between. There is good news for everyone at Christmas, from the greatest to the smallest, from the rich and influential to the lowest of the low. And ultimately, our response to this message of hope will determine our position today, but also for the rest of eternity. We receive a position that can never be taken away. And that's important because all the positions that we have in this life, they're all temporary. They're going to finish. Every successful career will end in retirement. Famous and rich families go into decline. And then each and every person, regardless of who they are, will one day die and go and meet their maker. And on that day, it will not matter if you're the executive of a company or you're someone who has struggled through life living on benefits. What will matter, what will determine your position for the rest of your existence, is whether or not you are a child of God. Whether you are a person who has been born again. God the Father sent the Word of God, his Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to allow sinners to become children of God. And being a child of God is the highest position, the highest status that any person can have. It's better than being a doctor or a lawyer, a teacher, an engineer, an accountant, being famous or even a member of the royal family. It's better because that person has been given something that can never be taken away. And it's better because that person has found what everyone is looking for. You see, each and every person, before they know Jesus, before they know God, they feel that there is something missing in their lives. There's something that is just not quite right. There's a void there that people try and fill. Some seek to build a successful career, but others try and find happiness in other ways. The vices of life, partying, drinking, drugs, sex, earning money, going on holidays, following your football team, doing some hobby that you really like. The list is endless. The things that people try in order to fill that void. But no matter how hard they search, there is always the void within them, because humans are made to know God. And until they find him, nothing will truly and completely satisfy. People find that what used to put a smile on their face just becomes routine. And while they may pretend to be happy, deep down inside, the emptiness remains. People have been looking for something to fill this void ever since we turned our backs on God and decided we would be better off without him. But nothing satisfies. And then those who run from God, who ignore God, who doubt that God exists, will one day find themselves in that terrible position, because they will meet God face to face. And they will discover that whatever position they have achieved in this life, whether they've been successful or not, whether it's high or low, it's not good enough. Because only the children of God will get to go to heaven. Those who become children of God are people who have found what everyone is looking for. They have found peace with God and they feel whole. That's the first great benefit of becoming a child of God. The second one is thinking about some of the privileges that knowing God brings. It means that God becomes your heavenly Father. You have been adopted by him. You're part of the family. Now, whether we deny it or not, everyone has some kind of relationship with God, because God gives us life. He provides for us. He continues to sustain us, and we will one day stand before him. People may run from him, ignore him, reinvent him, or do whatever they desire in order to get away from him. But everyone has got some sort of relationship with God. You're either a child of God or you are an enemy of God. Those who turn to Jesus in faith move from being enemies to God to having God as their Father. And this is a radical change in status. They know the Father's love in a new way, and God delights in caring for them and giving them spiritual gifts. Just like good parents are preparing presents for their children, have given their children presents, maybe a mixture of what they wanted and what they needed. How many children got what they wanted? They're not even looking. They're all scribbling. How many of them have got what they needed, like, say, a new school uniform? Anyone buy anything like that for their children? Probably not, but I'm sure there's clothes and things like that, things that they need. God always gives his children the things that they need. And what they need to do is to know him better, to feel his presence. And he's always there with them, God with us in both the good times and the difficult times. And we really need God with us during the difficult times, difficult days like what we're going through today, difficult days caused by poor health or other horrible things that happen. Having God with us is an incredible support. Those that become children of God always have their Father to talk to. While today, some people may struggle with the idea of God as Father because their experience of a human Father has been so damaging, God, because he is good, holy, perfect and loving, is the perfect father who cares for his children. They can always go and talk to him in prayer. He's always got time for them. He's always with them. He will never leave them. And when they come to their end of their lives, they will go to be with Christ in heaven, where they will encounter the next benefit of being a child of God, which is their future inheritance. God has prepared an inheritance for each and every person that believes. Listen to 1 Peter 1 verses 3 and 4. Here Peter the apostle writes, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you." There is a place for everyone who believes, and our eyes and our ears cannot see or hear or understand the good things that God has got in store for those who trust in Jesus. These are just some of the blessings and benefits that being a child of God brings. This position, which nothing can take away from you, which will never change, which is available to everyone, regardless of whether or not you're rich or poor, high or low. Whoever you are, it's an offer that is open to all. So how do you become a child of God? How do we gain this elevated and important position? Well, investigating this starts off with some bad news, which is really good because the problem can't be solved until you recognize the bad news. So what is the bad news? You cannot do it yourself. You cannot get right with God using your own strength. Just like a person cannot hold their breath and swim down to the deepest parts of the ocean, or just like how a person cannot jump up and touch the moon, we cannot make it right with God in our own strength. But here we get to the good news of Christmas, which reveals the grace of God. Jesus was sent to this world to make it possible for people who had rebelled and ignored God to be born again as children of God. His life, death, resurrection, all these things serve the purpose of making it possible for people to become children of God. Now, a lot had to be done, and it'd take a long time to unpack all the details. And I know it's Christmas Day, and I suspect lots of people have got dinner in the oven. So we're not going to go through it all today. But we know that he had to live a perfect life. He had to fulfill prophecy, then die a death he did not deserve, so that God's righteous wrath against human rebellion and sin could be satisfied. He really died as a substitute in the place of all those who would trust him. God really punished the Son for the crimes that we had committed, so that justice could be done, so that God could be just, so that he could be holy and still forgive sinners. And then Jesus rose again, showing that death was defeated. After this, he ascended into heaven, and one day he will come back. It was a big job, which only the Son of God could do. What was impossible for us was possible for him. The bottom line is that Jesus is clearing the debt that separates people from God, while also cleaning them up so that they can know God again, and not only know him, but be adopted by him. Which means in order to become a child of God, you have to trust in what Jesus has done. This is what believing in his name means. Trusting, having faith that what Jesus has done is everything that is needed to be done to get right with God once again. Of course, the hardest part of all this is recognizing that in God's eyes you have done wrong, that you will be held accountable, and that there's nothing you can do yourself to get out of trouble. We do like to make excuses for our behavior. We always find reasons why the things that we do wrong are okay, but if someone else does it, they're in trouble. We're very good at that. And we're very good at thinking we can solve all of our own problems. We need to recognize that we are guilty and that God has sent Jesus to sort the problem out, and we just need to trust in him. When people recognize this true situation and make that step of faith, of trust in Jesus, then they become children of God. This Christmas, why not make that step of faith yourself and trust in Jesus? The only reason that people celebrate Christmas in the first place is because people recognize the importance of his birth and the truth of what he did. If Jesus had just been some religious leader who'd given out good teaching, why celebrate his birth in the first place? It would be just a waste of time. But when people recognize who Jesus is, the Son of God, what his birth means, that God is with us, that God keeps his promises, and the importance of his life and death, how Jesus makes it possible to have peace with God once again, then it's no surprise that people celebrate Christmas. So why not trust in Christ and discover for yourself the real reason that people celebrate at this time of year? And for those of us who are already there, make sure that you understand what Jesus has done. Seek to grow and mature in your understanding. Our God is infinite. We will never run out of things to learn about the true and living God. And now, thanks to our faith in Jesus, we are children of God and we're in a relationship with God. We know God. And there were incredible wonders there to discover, far more exciting and important than anything in this world. So let's be people who seek to grow in our knowledge of Christ, in our understanding of him. We read in the Bible that the Holy Spirit works within us to make us more and more like Jesus, to be conformed to the image of Christ. So let's be people who seek to advance and grow in these areas, becoming more like our Saviour and seeking to mature as Christians, and then being always ready to share that message with other people. If someone's a doctor, if someone's a lawyer, if someone's an accountant, they will often tell you what their position is when you first meet them. Let's be people who are ready and willing to share that we are children of God the next time we meet someone new. Amen.